Wake up, sleepies! We must go, yes! We must go at once!
Welcome to the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show, the podcast that's sending you integration test email number 2. I'm your host, Taylor Cole, and I'm here with Jeff, Canada Goose's Marston.
So I was being two strangers in trivia the other day.
Shannon, Double Bogey Clark.
I don't believe in the no-win scenario.
And Dave, Wildcat Ferris.
Let me ask you something. Why would a quizmaster make the point of saying someone's not a genius? Do you think I'm especially not a genius?
Hello to everybody, and thank you so much for joining us here for our match today. It is the third elimination match of our Season 4 Shermer Division. Here helping us out with the scores today is Score Master Dan. Hey there, Dan.
Hi there, Taylor. You know, before we get started, I was wondering if you could talk to the interns for us. Apparently, when we said it was going to be like season one of Grey's Anatomy, they thought there were going to be surgeries, but all we meant was that there were going to be lots of comic book references and an unsanitary elevator.
Sure, I will get right on that, Dan. And also with us is Production Master Dave.
Well, that's the miracle of the franchise. You get all the equipment and know-how you need, plus a familiar brand name people trust. You'll be on a rocket ride to the moon. And while you're there, would you pick up some of that nice green moon money for me?
That sounds great, McCutcheon. My moon money is all yours. I'll let you count it while the rest of us get to game of My Champion. In this game, each one of our players has chosen a champion from somewhere in the world of pop culture, but we choose the challenge for those champions to undergo. Jeff, who is your champion today?
I pick Psychic Detective Sean Spencer from Psych.
Shannon, who have you got?
Captain James T. Kirk of the Starship Enterprise from Star Trek The Original Series.
And Dave, who is your champion?
I took Billy Pilgrim from Kurt Vonnegut's Slaughterhouse-Five.
All right, all three champions are locked in. I will be the judge today to determine our winner. So let's spin that scenario wheel. Today's scenario, who is going to best command the next manned mission to the moon? All right, Jeff, why is Sykes' Sean Spencer going to best lead that next mission to the moon?
He has over 30 years of detective experience from his father, so he sees things other people just cannot. Where Sean is, Gus is going to follow, so there'll be plenty of shenanigans. And plus, you don't have to pay him in cash, just pay him in food like churros or cuatro quesos dos fritos.
Thank you, Jeff. And now Shannon, perhaps a little bit of a strange argument coming for Captain James T. Kirk.
This does feel a little in the wheelhouse. Obviously, he's the captain of the Starship Enterprise and already has experience commanding a manned vessel in space. He's assembled the best crew in Starfleet. He's talked robots to death and encountered omnipotent gods. And as I said earlier, does not believe in the no-win scenario. So I think you got to go with Captain James T. Kirk.
Thank you, Shannon. And Dave, how about Billy Pilgrim from Slaughterhouse-Five?
I mean, look, on the surface, you would probably think, let's go with the Star Trek guy. But Billy Pilgrim came unstuck in time and lived in space for many, many years with the Tralfamadorians. So not only does he have the experience of living in space, and I assume if we're going back to the moon, we want to live there for a little while. He's also commanded, been commanded in the military. So he understands chain of command and he understands how to respond to the needs of the people around him.
All right. Thank you all for some pretty solid arguments there. It's now my charge to determine a winner, and I'm having a little trouble coming up with a winner for this particular My Champion scenario, given that two of the three have already some significant outer space experience. But both James T. Kirk and Billy Pilgrim, I'm convinced, would be utterly bored by a mission to the moon, in that they've had these much more intense spaceward alien-based experiences, and just going to the empty old moon is probably just going to have them be completely zoned out and on autopilot for this whole thing. So almost by some strange default, I think this one's going to go to Jeff and Sykes, Sean Spencer.
Oh, the greatest two words in the English language, default.
All right, Jeff, you've won My Champion, which means you not only go first in round one, but you get to take a crack at the half point. Answer this question correctly, and you will have half a point more than Shannon or Dave. Here is the half-point question. In the 2011 film Hugo, which actor played A Trip to the Moon director Georges Méliès?
2011 Hugo. I'm going to take a wild guess and say Tom Hanks.
Sadly, no, that is Ben Kingsley appearing as that French early silent film director. But that still means you get to go first in round one, The Vending Machine, two songs, same name edition. The Break Room has an all-new vending machine, but this time it's all music. I'll tell you about someone who's headed to the vending machine and presses two buttons, each with the name of a musical artist. You then tell me what pops out of the vending machine in the form of the song title that is in the middle of the Venn diagram of their repertoires. For example, if Teddy comes up to the machine and presses the buttons for Lionel Richie and Adele, the machine's going to spit out the song title...
Hello.
Hello, indeed. Now, if you'd like a hint, I can play you a 10-second snippet of both songs, but they will be played at the same time. 10 points for guessing a song right away, but only 5 points if you ask for the audio hint. First vending machine story is going to be for Jeff. Kathy's leaping at the opportunity to visit the machine, so she's going to press the buttons for Hughes Corporation and Aaliyah.
Rock the boat.
Absolutely, both those artists have a song called Rock the Boat. Over to Shannon. Bobby's feeling a little distant and ostracized, so he's going to express his feelings by pressing the buttons for Radiohead and TLC.
Waterfalls.
Both those artists have a song called Creep. Next up to Dave. My friend G-Berg is very enthusiastic about his choice at the machine, so he proudly announces his selection of The Isley Brothers and Tears for Fears.
Okay, so I think I'm just going to be the first one to take the hint on this. Is that Let the Sunshine?
Shannon knows this one.
Shout.
Yes, Shout is that shared title. Kicking it back over to Jeff for your next vending machine story. George is a little lonely today, so he needs a little pick-me-up from the vending machine, pressing Harry Nilsson and You Too.
Without You.
What's that title, Jeff, now that you've heard it?
One.
Yes, it's The Loneliest Number, One. Over to Shannon. Sly's got all the confidence in the world as he walks over to the machine to select The Carpenters and Lupe Fiasco.
I need the hint. I'm just terrible at music. Pass.
Dave looks like he knows this one.
Is that one Superstar?
Superstar is that shared title. Dave, this next one's for you. Mary's hearing two different songs that are ringing a bell, so she's going to combine them into her selection of Patti Smith and Laura Branigan.
Just one turn too late. Can I take the hint? This is killing me. I'm gonna pass. Yeah.
Shannon, know this one?
Gloria.
Oh, ringing a bell. Ringing a bell. I see what you did there. Very good.
All right, Jeff, this next one's for you. Judy's going through a rough breakup, so chooses the appropriate snack by pushing Pat Benatar and Led Zeppelin.
Let me get the hint, please. Heartbreaker.
For 5 points after the hint, that's Heartbreaker. Next up, back to Shannon. Eddie's the one who just broke up with Judy, so he's looking for something specific from his selection. He chooses Jefferson Airplane and Queen.
I seem to know the ones except for the ones that I'm asked. Let's take the hint. Somebody to Love.
For 5 points. Nice job, Shannon. Kicking it back to Dave. Herbie's feeling ambitious, so his far-reaching choice today is to press Daft Punk and the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay. I mean, in real life, this would be an excellent collab, and I would like to hear it. So let's go with the hint and let's hear the song.
Oh, that's the music that plays while you slowly go insane.
Oh my gosh, yeah, it's so good too.
Madness.
Oh, it's not it, but it's Roller Coaster. Love Roller Coaster. That's not it.
Jeff knows this one.
Around the World.
Correct. And that'll take us into the first score update from Score Master Dan.
All right. At this point, Dave is waiting to get on the board as he slowly goes insane listening to that music. Shannon is just ahead with 5. Jeff is in the lead with 15.
All right, Jeff, see if you can hold on to that lead with the next Vending Machine 2 songs, same name story. Tony's a little scatterbrained today, so he's making an unconventional choice at the vending machine. He's pressing Aerosmith and Patsy Cline.
Crazy.
Love me as lost as you want me.
Speaking of music to make you go insane, that is indeed Crazy. Next up for Shannon, Brian's just getting into a new relationship and wants to treat himself to something. He's going to push the buttons for The Eagles and The Emotions.
Best of My Love.
Full 10 points for Shannon. All right, Dave, see if you can get on the board. Jim's a little tired, so he needs a snack to get him moving. He's pressing Arcade Fire and Rage Against the Machine.
So I don't think Arcade Fire had a song called Bulls on Parade or Vietnam. Can I get the hint? It's just not coming to me. I'm gonna pass again. It's from the Where the Wild Things Are. I know that.
Wake up!
Wake Up is that song title from the Where the Wild Things Are trailer and the Rage Against the Machine song from the end credits of The Matrix. So you could do that movie mashup version as well. One more shared song title vending machine for each player. Going back to Jeff. Steve is pretty much giving up on the day, so he's gonna press Elvis Presley and Cheap Trick.
Elvis Presley, Cheap Trick. Let me get the hint, please.
One week it's my heart on fire. Burning with a strange
That's a Surrender.
For 5 points, correct. Back over to Shannon. Wayne is exhausted at the start of his break, so he's pushing the buttons for Fleetwood Mac and The Cranberries.
I think I know it without a hint, but do I risk it? And why not? Dreams? I didn't know The Cranberries half of that one.
Correct. Dreams. And closing out round one for Dave. Terrell is a little confused and looking for answers, so he's going to press Madonna and Eurythmics.
I mean, I've done so well on this category, I might as well take the hint here, too. I mean, I'll guess Like a Prayer.
No, that shared title is Who's That Girl? And that'll close out round one. Up next, the scores from Dan and on to round two.
Hello, this is Promotion Master Dave here with a little bit about what's coming up on Patreon this week. If you are a supporter of the show, number one, thank you very much for keeping the lights on here. And number two, what the heck can you look forward to? This week, it is the return of the Game Shelf Decathlon hosted by Dan Cassino. Usually about an hour of live Zoom trivia played with your fellow listeners and fellow supporters. Always a good scene, always tons of fun. We're picking five or six games from our game shelves and we're playing them with you. So make sure you don't miss that. Patreon.com/USA Quiz Show for more details. We'll see you there.
Going to round two, it's time for the Mid-Budget Studio Dramas for Adults score break. Mid-Budget Studio Dramas for Adults. Score break not found. At this point, Jeff is in the lead with 30 points. Shannon is right up on him with 25. Dave has 0 points and is still looking to get on the board, but that means he'll get to go first in round two.
Dave, you can still really do some damage here with the Threequalizer. I'm going to ask you a question that has three possible answers. You're going to have three guesses to match as many of those answers as you can. 10 points for each correct answer you can provide. Your Threequalizer question is... Our divisions this season are named after fictional places, Shermer, Calasota, and Genovia. In what properties would you originally have found them?
So, I think I mentioned this earlier, but I'm not super into comic books, and I'm just going to assume that these are all comic books or superheroes, but that seems like a mistake. So, I will guess... the Avengers and Spider-Man and Fantastic Four.
Jeff, you want to take a crack at some of these?
I think I got two out of three. Shermer is John Hughes movies and Genovia is the Princess Diaries.
Yes, the fictional country from the Princess Diaries. Calistola is the fictional U.S. state that's home to Scrooge McDuck in his old comics and on DuckTales.
Also, Dave, I would point out that the Avengers and Spider-Man, they all live in New York City and the Fantastic Four. Like, they're all, it's just Midtown Manhattan.
I don't read them. I don't watch them. I'm so sorry.
They do
I'm
tours,
a disappointment.
Like tours to New York City. You can get a bus.
Well, then that's going to take us from the Threequalizer right into round two, entitled The Town and the City. I'm heading out to a famous location from pop culture, and you have to guess where I am from the clues I provide. For instance, if I told you that I'm always hanging out at Pop Tate's Chocolate Shop, you'd know that I was in the town of...
Riverdale,
yes. That answer would get you 30 points. Now, if you need some more information, you can ask for up to two more clues with 10 fewer points for a correct answer after each clue you ask for. But remember, you only get one guess, so use it wisely. Dave, we'll start with you. I'm about 90 miles outside of Dallas, but I drive twice as far to see the Cowboys.
Okay, so 90 miles outside of Dallas, and I'm thinking of directions like... It's probably not Houston. Okay, I'll take the first hint.
Our town used to be called Harlot Town, but people were in such a hurry to get there that they shortened the name.
Well, at first I was thinking Dallas and I was thinking Texas, so that had to be like Varsity Blues or something. But Harlot Town, and they shortened the name. I'll take the third hint.
It's a great place to buy propane and propane-related products.
Okay, so, oh my God, why can't I think of the title of the show? It's the Mike Judge Show. Yes, I'm having a nightmare. Pass.
Name of that town from King of the Hill is Arlen, Texas. Over to Shannon. I'm looking right up at the building owned by our local newspaper. It has a giant globe on top that gets knocked down a lot.
My friends are going to laugh at this because of all the things I'm bad at in the world, geography is by far. I can barely find my way out of a cul-de-sac, so I'm just going to go for broke here and guess Metropolis.
For the full 30 points from DC Comics, that's Metropolis. Over to Jeff. It's always pretty quiet out here on the edge of the prairie.
First hint, please.
We're known for Norwegian bachelor farmers, ice fishing, and lutefisk.
Ooh, that is no help whatsoever. Let's see. Let's go with the second hint, please.
Our standardized test needs some work, as all the children score above average.
Yeah, I got nothing. Pass.
Dave knows this one?
Yeah, give me like a quarter point for Lake Wobegon.
Sadly, no quarter points, but from a Prairie Home Companion, that is Lake Wobegon, Minnesota. All right, circling back to Dave. Life here isn't always great, but it beats being used as a battery.
Oh, so this is the city from The Matrix, I think. But I'm not sure if I'm going to come up with the name of that city, so I'll take the next hint.
Sure, we're in a giant cave in the middle of the Earth, but we can still have raves.
Oh, so is this, I don't think it's new, so I'm just going to say it's Babylon.
Your first guess was right. Shannon, what's the name of that city from The Matrix?
Zion.
Zion.
Zion is the Matrix city. Shannon, next for you. I might be driving distance from London, or in the Baltic, or maybe an island, or maybe they're just messing with me.
That doesn't bring anything to mind, so next hint, please.
I'm terrible at names, but it doesn't matter, since everyone wears an ID tag with a number on it.
Oh, I know what it is, but I can't think of the place. It's from The Prisoner. Next clue.
Last time I tried to leave, I got chased by these big white balloon thingies.
God, I see it. Pass.
Name of that village from The Prisoner is The Village.
Of course it is.
Next over to Jeff. Scientists have proven that our entire valley was formed by an alien ship crashing into the Earth 30 million years ago.
Wow, that could be anywhere. Next hint.
Our gold rush was ended when the miners got scared away by the dinosaurs in the mines.
I thought I was good at geography. I am apparently not whatsoever. Next hint.
I never go up to the Mystery Shack. It's a total ripoff, just there for the tourists.
Mystery Shack for tourists. Pass.
That's going to be from the animated series Gravity Falls, the town of Gravity Falls, Oregon. Coming back to Dave, I'd avoid the sewers. Lots of mutants down there.
Well, I mean, immediately I'm thinking of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but that could also be a whole bunch of other properties. So we'll take the next hint.
Don't tell the tourists, but the Head Museum is free on Tuesdays.
The Head Museum is free on Tuesdays. Yep, I'll take the next hint.
I'm always over at Madison Cube Garden to catch a Blurns ball game.
Blurns ball is not ringing any bells either, so I'm perfect so far, and I'm gonna stick with that. I'll pass.
That from Futurama is the city of New York. Coming back to Shannon. I'm in a scenic spot nestled between Whitetail Mountain and Blue Pine Mountain.
Not ringing a bell so far. Next hint.
We're always at the Double R Diner. It has just extraordinary coffee and pie.
Oh, where is that? Is it as simple as I think? Is it Twin Peaks?
Twin Peaks, Washington, for 20 points to Shannon. Kicking it back to Jeff. I'm in the first place that mammals came together to live in peace.
First place that mammals came together. Next sentence.
Most of the city buildings are in Savannah Central.
Bedrock?
Not quite. Mammals Living Together is Disney's Zootopia, the 2016 Oscar-winning movie. And that'll take us into our next score break from Scoremaster Dan.
All right, so first off, I do have some bad news for Dave. It turns out, I checked the rulebook, we actually don't have a shooting the moon rule, so you don't automatically win if you get zero throughout the entire game. So Dave is, you know, still pushing on with that. We'll see if it works with 0 points. Jeff has 30 points. Shannon is in the lead with 75.
All right, Dave, back to you. Everything here is green, at least as long as you keep your special glasses on.
Everything is green with special glasses. I'll take the next hint.
If you're going to live in an extended metaphor about U.S. monetary policy, you can't do better than here.
So, it's... Ooh. Extended metaphor about U.S. monetary policy. I'll take the next hint.
Some people say that everything here is based on half-truths and lies, but no one descending from a balloon could possibly be dishonest.
Everything is based on half-truths and lies. I've never been lied to by a balloon myself. The Monopoly. I don't know.
The man descending from the balloon is the Wizard of Oz, so this is the
Emerald City of Oz.
Emerald City of Oz. Next up to Shannon. I'm just outside of Los Angeles, but the freeway doesn't run through here yet.
Next hint.
Older residents live over in the black and white part of town.
Black and white part of town, outside of Los Angeles. Next hint, please.
Mayor Marvin Acme owned our town until Judge Doom killed him.
Is this Toontown?
From Who Framed Roger Rabbit, correct. Next up, back to Jeff. After a long morning using a manual typewriter, I like to relax with long bike rides by the water.
I think I know the TV show, but I will need another next hint.
BBC4 proclaimed us the murder capital of the world, with a per capita homicide rate exceeding Honduras.
I am not going to vacation there. Next hint.
We're all very protective of our local celebrity, a novelist.
It's Murder, She Wrote, but I have no clue where the town is, so pass.
You're right on the show, but that is the town of Cabot Cove, Maine. Back over to Dave. I'm down by the old fishing hole.
I'll take the next hint.
We have just the one traffic light, but seem to have some kind of crime problem every week.
So I feel like this is an obsession for anybody from Ohio needs to get this one, I feel like. And I don't know if I'm going to get it right, but is it Mulberry?
You're so close. Oh, Dave. from North Carolina, that is Mayberry from the Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, Dave, we're states apart, but if I give you a big hug, I would.
I would love a big hug right now.
All right, for Shannon. It's easy to get here. Just come through the jack-o'-lantern door from the hinterlands.
Ooh, this sounds like it might be a video game. Next hint, please.
Some people think we like scaring humans all the time, but honestly, it's just our job.
Oh, could this be Monsters, Inc.? And I can't remember the name of the place. Is it... next hint.
Okay, Oogie Boogie's a bad guy, but the rest of us are perfectly nice.
Nightmareland.
You got part of the title in there from The Nightmare Before Christmas, that is Halloween Town.
Okay.
All right, we'll finish up round two with Jeff. I'm not rich enough to live in the 90909 zip code, and the class differences are always causing trouble.
I'm going to take a wild guess and say Beverly Hills.
Well, fictional cities in this game, that's going to be from Veronica Mars, the town of Neptune, California.
Oh.
All right, next up, the scores from Dan, and on to the final round. Before the final round of play, it's time for the home version. Listeners, if you can correctly guess the answer to Dan's pop culture riddle, submit your answer via the link in your show notes or the page for this episode at our website, usaquizshow.com. Dan, let's hear that riddle.
Deep isolation and seaside romance, they'll take their sweet time before any advance. The society keeps each apart from their mate. You'll find their true feelings on page 28.
Think you know the answer? Follow that link to submit it. All right, Dan, let's hear the scores.
Absolutely. Going into round three, it's time for the NBC score break. NBC, the network that will air 1,000 crime procedurals but cancel Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist, its only show about love and music. At this point, Shannon is in lead with 85 points. Jeff has 30. Dave is still trying to shoot the moon. He's got 0 points. That means he'll get to go first in round three.
All right, Dave. Anything can still happen, though, in the lightning round. Players get their choice of categories and have 90 seconds to answer as many questions in that category as possible. 10 points for each correct answer you can provide. Today's categories are Tell Me Something Girl, Good Girl Gone Bad, Chuck D, and The Dark Universe. Now, those topics aren't 100% clear, maybe a little mysterious from their names alone, so pick the thing you think you might do the best on, or strategically keep something easy away from one of your fellow players. Dave, in third place, you get first crack at a lightning round category. Which one would you like? Once again, they are Tell Me Something Girl, Good Girl Gone Bad, Chuck D, and The Dark Universe.
Well, I'm going to pick, because I'm having a tough time decoding these, that'll be a shock to everybody. I'm going to pick Tell Me Something Girl and hope that the thing that the girl is going to tell me is the answer to every question.
That would be quite the loophole. But sadly, no. Of course, the person who sang the line Tell Me Something Girl in the 2018 A Star Is Born was actor Bradley Cooper. So this is all going to be questions about actor, director, writer Bradley Cooper. 90 seconds on the clock. Dave, are you ready?
Let's do it.
He cast Ron Rifkin and Greg Grunberg in A Star Is Born after working with them on this ABC spy series.
Alias?
He voices this character in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Pass.
He had a recurring role in the TV adaptation of this movie, which he starred in.
Pass.
He takes on this role for the big screen reboot of The A-Team.
Face.
As a student, he interacted with future co-star Robert De Niro on an old episode of this show.
Pass.
2014's Serena was his third film co-starring with this actress.
Emma Stone.
Jennifer Lawrence. He was Tony nominated for playing John Merrick in a 2014 revival of this play.
Cats.
The Elephant Man. On Kitchen Confidential, he played a character inspired by this chef.
Tony Bourdain.
Cooper stars in the second of three connected stories that make up this 2012 drama.
Pass.
This 2009 Bradley Cooper movie won the Golden Globe for Best Musical or Comedy.
Pass.
He stars in this movie where Emma Stone plays a Chinese-Hawaiian character.
Pass.
He co-produced 2019's Joker with this The Hangover director.
Todd Phillips.
Todd Phillips right before the buzzer. All right, Dan, let's hear the Dave report.
Absolutely. In the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Bradley Cooper voices Rocket Raccoon. He had a recurring role in the TV adaptation of Limitless. He interacted with Robert De Niro on an episode of Inside the Actor's Studio, you know, back when Bravo used to show stuff that didn't involve Real Housewives. Bradley Cooper was in the second of three connected stories in The Place Beyond the Pines. The 2009 Bradley Cooper movie that won the Golden Globe for Best Musical or Comedy was The Hangover. and Emma Stone famously played a Chinese Hawaiian character in Aloha. So Dave did get 4 questions correct, bringing him a total of 40 points. And unfortunately, that means that despite the double fake out, he actually did not manage to shoot the moon. So he doesn't get the automatic victory. He winds up with just 40 points, which is actually not enough to put him in the lead. Unfortunately, Jeff is up next. He's got 30 points. That means he'll need to get 6 questions correct in order to move into first.
All right, Jeff, your remaining category choices are Good Girl Gone Bad, Chuck D, and The Dark Universe.
Let's try Chuck D.
Do you have a wild guess as to what this might be?
No clue whatsoever.
As much as we love Chuck D, the lead rapper in the group Public Enemy, we're going a little farther back into history and talking about the adaptations of the works of author Charles Dickens, the original Chuck D. So works of Charles Dickens on screen for this lightning round.
Okay.
90 seconds on the clock. Jeff, are you ready?
Yes.
Food, Glorious Food, and Consider Yourself come from this musical based on a Dickens novel.
Annie.
Oliver. This Muppet character stands in for Dickens himself in The Muppet Christmas Carol.
Pass.
He stars as David in 2020's The Personal History of David Copperfield.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Dev Patel. This unfinished Dickens story was adapted into a Tony-winning musical by Rupert Holmes.
Pass.
This X-Files star plays Honoria Deadlock in the 2005 BBC Bleak House.
Gillian Anderson.
This animated series parodied Great Expectations in their 4th season episode, Pip.
South Park.
Charlie Hunnam plays the title character in this 2002 movie adaptation.
Pass.
A 2018 screen version of this novel moves one of the settings from Paris to Aleppo.
Great Expectations.
Tale of Two Cities. He stars as Dickens as well as directs the 2013 biopic The Invisible Woman.
Brenno.
Ralph Fiennes. This foul character appropriately stands in for Ebenezer in Disney's Mickey's Christmas Carol.
Scrooge McDuck.
The Syndicate installment of this video game series features a side quest based on Our Mutual Friend.
Assassin's Creed.
Take it.
We're taking Assassin's Creed at the buzzer. All right, Dan, let's hear the Jeff Report.
Let's go over the past questions first. The Muppet who stands in for Dickens is Gonzo the Great. The unfinished Dickens story, and it's really frustrating because it's a mystery story. It's like 2/3 of the way through, and you just know there's going to be some giant twist at the end, so no one knows what really happened, is The Mystery of Edwin Drood. Charlie Hunnam plays the title character in the 2002 movie adaptation of Nicholas Nickleby. Jeff got 4 questions correct. That brings him up to 70 points. Unfortunately, that is not enough to put him into first place. So Shannon has 85 points and is playing just for the glory.
Shannon, our current lightning round record is 15 questions correct. That is what you can shoot for if you're looking for an extra challenge. Among these 2 categories, we have Good Girl Gone Bad and The Dark Universe.
Well, the other guys took the 2 that I wanted to avoid, so I will take Dark Universe.
Got any guesses as to what this is?
Well, that referred to the attempted reboot of the classic Universal Monsters, so I'm thinking it's about classic movie monsters.
Pretty much right on. We're talking classic Universal Monsters in this lightning round. 90 seconds on the clock. Shannon, are you ready?
Let's go.
In 1943, Casablanca's Claude Rains starred in the color version of this classic.
The Invisible Man.
Phantom of the Opera. He starred as Nick Morton in 2017's The Mummy.
Tom Cruise.
Elizabeth Moss starred in a well-received 2020 update of this character.
The Invisible Man.
She-Wolf of London star June Lockhart is better known for playing Maureen Robinson on this series.
Lost in Space.
The 1954 movie introducing this monster and its immediate sequels was released in 3D.
Pass.
This Constant Gardner star was Evelyn in 2 Mummy movies.
Rachel Weisz.
Technically, Colin Clive has the title role in this 1931 classic.
Frankenstein.
In a 1931 Todd Browning movie, the creatures of the night in his castle include an armadillo.
Dracula.
Elsa Lancaster is both the monster's mate and this author in Bride of Frankenstein.
Mary Shelley.
A 1955 film had this comedic duo meet the mummy.
Abbott and Costello.
The first aborted attempt at a monster universe came in this 2014 Luke Evans movie.
Dracula Untold.
In addition to the Underworld movies, she co-starred in 2004's Van Helsing.
Beckinsale.
This 1940 Virginia Bruce movie sounds like it should involve the Fantastic Four.
Pass.
This Sicario actor stars in a 2010 version of The Wolfman.
Blunt.
Benicio del Toro. All right, Dan, let's hear the Shannon Report.
All right, just two passes to go over. The original movies introducing the Gillman, or the creature from the Black Lagoon, were released in 3D. And the 1940 Virginia Bruce Universal Monster movie is The Invisible Woman, as opposed to The Invisible Man. Shannon got 9 correct answers. That means our final scores are Dave with 40, Jeff with 70, and our winner with 175 points, it's Shannon!
Shannon!
Nice job, Shannon. Little slow start to everyone, but you managed to pull out that victory. But because you are our winner, that does mean it is the end of the road here on our show for Jeff and Dave. Guys, again, a little bit of a slow start today, but a super, super fun game. Thanks again for playing with us. But before you go, is there anything you'd like to plug? Jeff, anything to point our listeners towards?
No, not really.
Well, fair enough. And Dave, anything you'd like to plug?
Yeah, I'd like to plug the greatest grocery store in the world, and that's Jungle Jim's here outside of Cincinnati, Ohio.
Absolutely. But again, the big winner today is Shannon. Shannon, you're going to be moving on to the Shermer Division Finals. In the meantime, what are you going to be watching, listening to, binging to increase that knowledge base?
Well, I'm happy I made it through a geography category without putting up a zero, so I'm probably going to look at some maps.
Some fictional maps. Those are the only ones we care about here. And is there anything you would like to plug, Shannon?
Yeah, if you're interested, you can follow me on Twitter, and I am at TNRLM.
Fantastic. And listeners, you can also follow Shannon as the golfer emoji on our Season 4 bracket. Well, that'll wrap it up for this week. Be sure to join us next week for the last Elimination Max to lock in the playoffs lineup for the Calistola Division. I've been your host, Taylor Cole, and on behalf of Scoremaster Dan and Production Master Dave, thank you for listening to the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show.
I don't know if I'm going to get it right, but is it Mulberry?
Ha 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 ha